To address public safety concerns, Loyalist Township Council approved a heritage permit application at their July 10th meeting for the wheelhouse located adjacent to the Booth Babcock Mill at 100 Bridge Street in Odessa. In June, staff found evidence of vandalism and of breaking and entering into the wheelhouse, which houses the 30-inch turbine connected to the Booth Babcock Mill. The metal siding near the foundations on the north side of the structure had been pulled away enough to allow access to the inside. A second entry was also discovered in an open tunnel through a large culvert. There are steel rods located before the culvert used to collect debris to prevent obstacles from entering the wheelhouse and damaging the gears. Some of these rods have been pulled off to gain entry through the culvert and into the structure. A heritage permit would allow township staff to secure the structure and close off the two points of entry for public safety. Councillor Paul Prodrick mentioned that beyond noticing the vandalism, there were many signs of the mill being a good family and tourist location within the township.
I was more thrilled to see that outside the mill there were families splashing in the water at the park up the road, and it's obviously a destination point that is safe and accessible to people, because I think I counted three families of more than two kids each, and you know, they had the bike helmets, the whole thing, and obviously making a day of it. So hopefully that's something that'll draw more people in, especially on bikes, etc.
The screws being used to affix the siding are a bright blue color. A condition was added to the permit to paint or cover the visible portions of the screws to match the coloring of the existing steel sheeting. The entry to the culvert will be secured using methods that do not require materials to be physically attached to the structure and does not require a permit. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.